All Saints with Pure Shores. I'm Joey. This is Anything to Declare with my best mate Libby.
Hello.
We are two returning students from Canada here to tell you all about our year abroad and the good bits, the embarrassing bits, and all the bits in between. We've had friends come from all over the world, so hopefully we'll have lots of other different tales from different countries for you as well.
Yeah, so hopefully each week we'll go to a different country, chat about different parts of the culture, sort of different foods, you know, the different music scenes, because we definitely experienced something slightly different from Leeds when we were out there.
Different dancing, definitely different dancing when it comes to grinding. And the music scene was electro, and that's about it. But yeah, Canada was a great time, and we want to hear from you guys as well about things that have happened abroad, maybe not even studying abroad, but traveling and stuff like that.
So we'll give you a little like chat about where we were and like what that involved. So I'm a geography student and Joey does social policy, and we studied at Western Ontario, which is, I'd say, what, like an hour or so from Toronto?
Maybe 2 hours from Toronto on the Greyhound, which will become a big part of your life if you ever go to Canada.
Yeah, that Greyhound bus with non-existent Wi-Fi.
Interesting characters at the back.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we lived a couple of hours from Toronto, and it was a town called London, incidentally. Funny you should say that.
Being from London, it wasn't as funny every single time someone said, London in London, hilarious. And you have to laugh all the time because you don't want to be rude, because Canadians are never, ever rude.
They're always sorry.
Constantly sorry and apologising. Quite like the British, which is probably something we put over there, actually.
Yeah, probably.
Constantly sorry about things.
We can only blame ourselves. So yeah, we studied there. We flew out last year, and we lived together off campus, which was pretty cute.
A place called Bruffdale Avenue, which was home of homecoming.
Homecoming
so,
home.
Yeah. So it was all about red cups, beer pong, having a great time at 8 in the morning. Well, that just homecoming, not every day.
Actually. Yeah, I was going to say. Great time. Well.
Quite intense.
Yeah.
And then the place we lived in was obviously cold. It was Canada. And actually, lucky for us, it was the worst winter for 40 years.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
Minus 40 was one night out. Yeah, queuing up at the bar in minus 40.
Yeah, I didn't bring my winter coat.
Frostbite ensued, yeah, definitely.
For sure. So, since we're on a Canadian theme, we're now going to switch it up and listen to some Drake, who, in fact, where's he from?
He's from Toronto.
He's from Toronto.
Yeah, he is.
Near us. And so, yeah, here we've got Hold On, We're Coming Home. We reckon we're just going to dive straight in there. Topic of conversation, nightlife. that was Jake, as we just said. But, right, so let's just say the music scene was different to Leeds.
I guess the UK are a bit few steps forward, so yeah. Let's just say Avicii is God to them right now, and David Guetta, they loved David Guetta, you know.
It was funny because they'd be like, oh hey, you guys into house music? And we'd be like, sure, because that's a big scene in Leeds. And their idea of house music was slightly different.
It's heavy. It's seriously heavy and actually quite daunting, walking into a club with like, rah, 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 like coming at you, and all the girls mini skirts to the floor.
Yeah. When we turned up first night, oh trainers, what were you wearing? You were wearing trainers.
I was wearing trainers and like a really baggy dress, and I just thought like, chill, just walking. I thought it was just gonna be pubs and bars. I don't know why, but they have a huge dance scene. All they want to do is dance, but only till 2 a.m. because that's when everything closes. So you get to the bar at 9, that is when you go clubbing at 9 p.m. and then you leave at 2.
I feel like I'm not going to complain about that. If you had a 9 and then the next morning, you'd definitely get your full 8 hours sleep.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, that's true. But they also have these incredibly themed bars, and our favourite one was called Cowboys, which obviously the name gives that away. They had a bucking bronco at the front, where all these girls are very much encouraged to go up on with tiny weenie skirts on and just get thrown around.
We didn't actually ever make it on. I think that is one of those regrets.
We weren't attractive enough for them to want us up there.
Yeah, true. There was like a big lineup on stage and we were like, nah.
So conservative and British at the back, be like,
ah. We'll just stay over here, don't mind us. But it's funny because, yeah, they went all out. They dressed up, they had the plaid shirt.
So much plaid. Check it to you and me.
Check on check, yeah.
the best thing is, about being British in Canada is they love you.
They love the accent.
They love it. So going out on a night out and standing at the bar and getting a dollar beer, so that's like 50p for a beer, and saying like, hi, please may I have a beer? And then you have about 15, I mean, this, I'm speaking for boys and girls here, just people around you, like, oh my God, where are you from? Eh? Just constantly asking. And they always say like, oh my God, I've got this aunt who lives in Kent. She's called Sarah. Do you know her? Because it's so small comparison to Canada. They're just obsessed with the idea that you know everyone. And so sometimes I did entertain them by saying, yeah, oh God, Sarah, how is she?
But they even do that on like a European scale. They're like, so my godmother lives in Copenhagen. Yeah. And I'm like, I live in England.
Very, very different. Played one horrible, horrible story. We were playing drinking games with a group of Canadians, obviously, and we were playing categories, and one of them was countries. So obviously Canada, I think like Argentina, and then some just girl like panicked. You can see like the beads of sweat dropping off her face, and she just shouts Europe, and everyone is in fits, and she just can't get over it.
She actually got really upset about can she blame?
Only herself, exactly. another favourite hangout of ours was a place called Jim Bob Ray's.
Jim Bob Ray's on a Wednesday night.
And a Saturday night.
And a Friday.
Libby managed to make friends with the barman, who had more beard than face.
Beard to face ratio.
High. So she managed to get quite a few Jager bombs for free, and I kind of linger in the background, like, you know, the sad old friend at the back.
It was mostly just, we winged it so much. He was really into, I don't know, like some films that were British, and I was just like, yeah, I've seen them all.
He's a massive, massive fan of Tom Hardy, and therefore we were best mates for no reason at all.
Yeah, and we're basically Tom Hardy, so apparently.
The link is strong. And then, you know, the thing is about London, Ontario being a student town, is that they go out every single night. So unlike Leeds, I guess in first year you're out every night, but now we're fourth. So we're not allowed to do that. Mum, I don't go out every night. So she's with, you know, Sunday night, you can go out to the karaoke, you can go to the pub, you can do absolutely everything all the time. And they have, I mean, it's 50,000 students. I'd say about maximum 15 bars. So you're always going to find someone somewhere. And they have this place called Richmond Row, which is just one massive line of bars and restaurants and stuff. And it's always buzzing. It's actually, I mean, going, living in London, then Leeds, and then going to London, Ontario, I was a bit scared that I wouldn't have much to do, but it really, really was great. And I guess this is the point of the show, is to tell you that even though it's a complete, you get completely pulled out of your comfort zone, it will work, it will always work, and you'll always have an amazing time.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be in those sort of number one destinations, like the city that's really well known, or, do you know, we just have a great time wherever you are.
We did travel, though. We definitely went to those cities of the popular tourist destinations.
Yeah.
But we've got another song now. So we're going to play a Canadian band, some you might not know this, Sum 41 and In Too Deep. The faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling, we're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good. Cause I'm in too deep and I'm trying to get
forward, backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
So that was Sum 41 with In Too Deep, a youthful classic, I'd say. Definitely headbanged in my living room to that one.
Did? You still were?
Still do, yeah, true, true. So this bit, we're going to have a little chat about travel. So obviously going abroad doesn't mean you stay in one place for the entire 8 months. You go about, you definitely save up money and spend more effort going places that you wouldn't visit or have never visited. So we were living 2.5 hours from Toronto on the Greyhound bus, which we've discussed previously. Toronto itself is an extremely, I don't know, it's up and coming. It's very, very diverse. So you've got, I think it's 49 or 50% now immigrants on the East Coast. Yeah, it's extremely diverse. So it's got loads of different places for food and clothing, and they have like an amazing Chinatown.
Yeah.
So Toronto we went to a few times, obviously, because it was so close by, and also it was a place you could go out of Canada from. So I went to New York for Halloween last year, which was bizarre. Halloween in America lasts a week, so people were still dressing up on the 3rd and 4th of November, which was actually quite terrifying. And then also we went to...
I went to Washington DC for Halloween, and I can just vouch for the fact that, it's not like Halloween is not a thing here. It's just not. In England,
they go hard
like from Wednesday, and I just ran. You have to plan like 4 or 5 outfits.
But mate, you completely succumb to the biggest stereotype of all time when it's Harry Potter.
Yeah, that was good though. Really liked that.
You did well that night. But we both went to Montreal for a festival called Igloo Fest, which was another very surreal experience.
So it's not an ordinary festival. We're talking minus 40 outside, mm-hmm. and it's kind of in this stadium.
It's which an igloo, isn't it?
It's an igloo, but not made out of, ice. It's like big and blown up. And then, there were ice sculptures. I don't really know.
Yeah,
did we see that?
Yeah.
And it was quite... We got some souvenirs because they have different hats for each year, like different colour schemes. So, and everyone wears these hats, so you can be like, oh, look at that legend, he's been like 5 years in a row, look how old his hat is. So we got a couple of hats, we were wearing, ski suits, everyone's in ski suits, everyone is so close together just to keep warm.
Yeah.
Just huddling, dancing.
In Canada, hats are called toques, so you have your toque. And we saw Justin Martin and Claude Von Stoic, they played back to back, which was unbelievable. And there was a huge light show, and it was really something else. And also the Canadians love to party, so that was, especially in Montreal, I guess it's the French in them. Had a great time. And also the poutine. Poutine is something we haven't touched on. Poutine is chips, gravy and cheese all in one beautiful fusion on your plate. And it's the Canadian delicacy, next to bacon and maple syrup.
I'd say I wasn't a massive fan of poutine. But yeah, they always had like different like condiments on top. Pulled pork, that was...
Condiments is sauces, eh? Check that out.
Where are you from, eh?
Have you been to Canada?
Okay, condiments was the wrong word.
I had pulled pork, she had beef, it was lush, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was pretty cute. Yeah. But where else in Canada?
Christmas, I sacked off mum and dad and went to Vancouver.
sacked off mum and dad, see ya.
See ya. I went to Vancouver and stayed with some family friends who were, I think, willing to have me. But you know what? They didn't really say. They just kind of let me stay in like the upstairs bubble garage.
Just booked flights. I'm coming.
Yeah,
hi.
And then I went to Whistler, which is a really, really popular ski resort town for Australians and British people, which was really, really, really entertaining. We hitchhiked up, which is safe in Canada because everyone's safe.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. You heard it here. And then you went up to Whistler, just went out to bars, had these huge house parties, which was actually a really great time, and then went back down to Vancouver, where it rained. I mean, it didn't rain in London, Ontario for a couple of months.
Probably because it snowed?
It snowed a lot. No, but you know, there's no like moisture in the air, and it's really dry and sunny, and that's fun, but the rain, you miss the rain occasionally. And now, coming back to Leeds, I regret that statement. I regret missing it so much. And where did you go? You went to Banff, eh?
Yeah. Just for a bit. Didn't actually, I went in sort of springtime, so there wasn't really skiing, but I did ski in Quebec with like an arranged, because they all have snow societies. Everyone's obsessed with snowboarding in Canada. So I went skiing in Quebec, which was pretty sick. Yeah. Really sweet weekend.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
You went to coach up, eh? And then drank less. I'm saying a lot. I apologise. I think I'm playing up to it all. Yeah, so we have a little quiz. Well, I have a little quiz sorted. I didn't go out last night like Libby did. I sat in bed and tried to figure out who's Canadian and who's not Canadian. Not very many people are Canadian. So I've created a little quiz for Libby, and I'm guessing for you guys at home too, Mum. So we're just going to go through some famous people and whether they're Canadian or American. And I would like to say, last night my housemate comes into my room and I say, hey, can you like give me some names of people who appear Canadian but are American? And I mean, it's a ridiculous question to ask, but anyway. And she just looks at me and she goes like, I don't know, Bill Clinton, as if he could possibly be Canadian. And I actually had to explain to her why that was ridiculous afterwards. So I feel like I might need to, you know, spread the Canadian love
spread
a bit.
Yeah. Spread the knowledge.
Okay, right, so here we go.
Okay,
Are you ready? No. You should be, man. Matt LeBlanc.
What, Canadian or not Canadian? Not Canadian.
Yeah, very correct, correct, correct.
Thank you.
Jim Carrey.
He's a fun guy. Yeah. And, you know, he's out for a good time. He's Canadian.
Yeah, he definitely 100% is.
Yeah. Is he 100%? Yeah, yeah. Whereabouts? Just Canada. The general Canada.
It's quite small, isn't it? So, yeah, Canada. actually, fun fact, Canada's the second biggest landmass in the world.
Good.
There we go. Just throwing that one at us for free.
So educational.
Okay, right, next. Mike Myers.
I'm really bad at like popular culture.
Mike Myers, Austin Powers.
Ah, true. He is American.
No, he's Canadian.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah. You'll know this one because these two people both come from the city that we lived in, and there was rumours going around that he came back after the break from Eva, which they're now together, whatever, to come back to you know, drown his sorrows. The baby is born. But Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
They are Canadian.
And they both come from London, Ontario.
And we heard that he had broken up with his girlfriend. And we were like, so surely he's going to come home, back to his roots. He's in a heartbreak. He's having a difficult time. And there's this one bar, Jokels. And he's probably been about once in his life. And we were convinced he goes the whole time. So Joe and I camped out in Jokels, eyes on the door, playing through scenarios of when Ryan walks in, what we're going to do.
We did, though.
Didn't show, did he?
And we came to the conclusion that if we did walk in, we wouldn't say anything.
We'd panic.
We wouldn't do anything. Anne Hathaway.
Right. She's American.
Yeah, she's American.
Okay, sorry.
She's American.
But I'm not gonna lie, I think I did pretty well out of that.
Two. But I guess.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Wait. How many did I get? Two. More than two.
Three. Yeah, you got loads.
Minutes left.
I know.
Okay, so we've got to round things up here, I think, for this
next week. Next week we're going to do a show on France.
France.
We've got a few people who don't actually know they're coming in yet to come in. I think from Paris, and then we've got Lille, and a few other spots as well. So they're going to be telling our stories. But Libby, my final question is: there any story that you'd like to leave at the border? Anything to declare?
Do I have anything to declare? Okay, fine. Confession time. I once sat an exam, may have been out the night before, may have had to leave my exam halfway through and vomited.
She still passed, eh? And she
still passed with flying colours.
We still got, well, I'm not going to boast about that, but we still did pretty well.
So, thanks for listening, Mum and Dad. And definitely tune in next week. Lots of exciting things to talk about. We're going to France next week. So thanks very much. See you then.